they're based on race and ethnicity. Jewish people feel connected by race or religion. That's the case. And your support, and the support of a lot of people in the Jewish community, stems from that connection, that perceived connection.
What connection?
The ones I've just described about ethnicity and religion. That connection is the basis of the support that seems to come from the Jewish community, people like yourself.
They also support Palestinian, the people on the also support Palestinian state as well.
I think to people who are independent, which I am, I'm not Palestinian and I'm not Israeli, I'm not Jewish. To an independent observer, it is so patent the immorality of what Israel is doing, and it is so patent that it is painful that Jewish people support this, basically this immorality on the basis of race. And I think it's a kind of racism. It's a racism.
Do you think I'm racist?
I think it is a form of racism.
Would you say I'm racist because I support
yes, right to exist? Yes. No, not because of you. I regard the support of the immorality that is being perpetrated by the State of Israel by the Jewish community is clearly based on race.
Well, not just Jewish people support Israel's right to exist.
Yes.
But you support Israel's right to exist.
Yes, I support Israel's right to exist. That's not the point for me that's at issue. It's the defence of the immorality of their behaviour in relation to Palestinians.
What do you see as happening that they're not doing?
Clearly the intent is to dispossess as many Palestinians as possible and to take the land. Area C, let's say. And perhaps the rest of the West Bank, if they could possibly manage to get rid of the people.
So you don't believe in their argument about a two-state solution?
No, I don't. Netanyahu has been wrinkled out, but he's been forced to say it. But, you know, maybe he can pretend that he does, but what he means by a state is nothing that will be recognised as a state.
What about Hamas's charter that calls for the killing of Jews?
What about the Likud policies, which calls for the whole of this to be Jewish, the whole of the area? You know, it's a one thing and the other.
Let's go with one. What about Hamas?
I have never read it, and I don't know what's in it.
Well, why don't you read it? I mean, what happens if it does say that?
It should say it.
So what are you going to do about it?
I'm not going to do anything about it. What can I do about it?
Well, you're upset about the fact that you come to these meetings that are very anti-Israel, and you're telling me that I'm racist for being Jewish.
You're not racist for being Jewish. No. You're racist for supporting on the grounds of ethnicity.
You don't have to be Jewish to support Israel's right to defend itself. Many Christians, and Muslims also support Israel's right to defend itself.
Every country has the right to defend itself. Yeah. What Israel is, I'm not complaining
about the way of Jews.
For what? What I express is disappointment about the Jewish community in this country, that the preponderant view is in support of Israel and it is based on ethnicity and religion, and there is a lack of kind of moral basis to the view that's taken about.
But why is that Jewish people? Why is it, what about the Christians and the Muslims that also support Israel? Why are you singling out Jewish people?
I'm against the Christians as well who do this, who want support.
But why do they support Israel if it's not based on ethnicity? You're using British Jews.
Christians, the kind of the evangelical Christians, do it on the basis of their religious beliefs, which is that the second coming, for that to happen, the precondition is that the Jews regain their biblical homeland. So
what about the Muslims?
They're doing it on religious.
What about the Muslims?
I don't know what the basis of their support is.
Human rights. They believe that Israel has a right to defend itself from terrorists like Hamas. Terrorists that get into a settlement like Itamar and massacre five Israelis, including beheading one baby lying in her bed.
Israel does have a right to defend itself, and things like that are absolutely appalling and are to be condemned,
of course. So it doesn't make sense. Your argument doesn't make sense. On the one hand, you're saying Israel's got a human rights issue. On the other hand, you're saying Israel has a right to defend itself.
These are not in conflict. States can defend themselves without destroying the human rights of other people. I mean, it's so patently obvious to an independent observer what's going on.
But don't you see Hamas charter that calls for the killing of Jews, and they want to kill people like me. They want to kill every Jew, not just an Israeli Jew. So why is it that, you're not allowing that isn't in your equation? That Hamas has no vision whatsoever for any Israel, for any Jewish state whatsoever, and they will murder, kill, which they do, in order to make Israel not Jewish and to make it a Muslim or another Arab state.
Well,
why can't you factor that into your equation? It doesn't seem to bother you. Hamas's charter,
so
you just say you shouldn't do it. But what, don't you think that's important?
Hamas's charter, I don't know what's in it, but if it says that Jews should be killed, then that is to be condemned.
All right, condemning it. And what I'm saying is, do you not see that as actually quite an important aspect of Hamas? Is that not an important aspect of Israel's
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's part of Israel's thought process at all. Except that it's actually a very useful alibi for the Israelis to say, look, we are the victims, even though those...
So Hamas not only says in its charter it wishes to kill Jews, it actually carries through attacking innocent Jews and Israelis and Arabs and Muslims and Israeli Arabs who also... It's indiscriminate.
So what are these attacks? You're talking about the rockets, are you?
Talking about suicide bombings outside Israeli nightclubs.
You're going
to restaurants.
You're going away. You're going back a long way now.
Yeah, do you know why I'm going back a long way? Because Israel has managed to stop that. If they didn't manage to stop that by erecting walls and
the point is, you have to. These things are to be condemned. However, you have to look at the overall context of why it is happening. And what Israel is doing. So, for example, you could condemn Hamas for killing whatever it was, 10 Israeli soldiers during
I'm
talking about the Israeli attack on Gaza, where something like, was it a dozen Israeli soldiers were killed? I think about four or five were killed actually by friendly fire. But you could condemn, say, Hamas for the deaths of these Israeli soldiers. On the other hand, there were 1,500 Palestinians, half of